episode 501, When Life Gives You Lemons.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet women of impact. How are you feeling today? Are you in the groove, moving and driving and just really getting down on what's good? Do you have that music blasted? Oh, wait, you can't because you're listening to me. All right, maybe you did earlier this morning. I know I was jamming out today. It is beautiful and sunshiny here. I'm hoping for a little bit of rain because we kind of need it. But in the meantime, I am focused on you. What are you focused on in your life? What is keeping you busy? Or wait a minute, we don't say busy, do we? What is keeping you productive? What's keeping and holding your focus? Are you feeling like you're going somewhere, or do you feel like you're drifting every once in a while? Or maybe you're living in pandemonia and you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm just drowning. I'm barely staying alive. And Christiane, I'm here to listen to you to get me out of it. Well, that's okay. It's a good thing because guess what? Today we're talking about when life gives you lemons. Do you have a lot of lemons laying around? We're talking about that today. It's going to be a fun chat with my girlfriends. Yes, it is. And for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. If you haven't already discovered where you can find out more information, head on over to createyournow.com. And for all of you, if you want to be on the inside scoop, you have got to sign up for the AIM Academy. This is something that, nope, it's not going to cost you anything to sign up. No. It just gives you the inside scoop, gives you the first dibs on everything that's going down. And it's something I know you're going to want to hear about first. Be sure to sign up over at createyournow.com. You can click on there. I think it's like the third little slide screen there that says the AIM Academy. It has a little daisy on it. Click on there and you can sign up. All right. Have I forgotten anything? I don't think so, except for that you are incredible. And I'm so thrilled that you're here. I know we get a lot of time to chat because we're here 7 days a week, right? But I know where our schedules don't always allow it. And maybe we get hit and misses. But in our hit and misses of life, we always seem to find something better. When life gives you lemons, what do you do? I Googled this and I was amazed at the different responses on Google. Of course, when you Google anything, you never know what, you know, the ultimate source is going to tell you. And I say that quite jokingly. So it said, when life gives you lemons, throw them at someone. Really? When life gives you lemons, make life take them back, get mad, yell, demand to see the manager. Have you ever been there? Mm-hmm. Or maybe when life gives you lemons, throw them back and ask for chocolate. Now that one maybe I could take. Chocolate always does a mama good, right? Chocolate is yummy, yummy, yummy. But you know, we've heard the whole saying, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. But what does that really mean? To take lemons and make lemonade? I mean, we're talking real life here. Have you really thought about how it applies? Or do we just use these sayings and just kind of pull them out of the air because it works for us? No, there is some meaning to it. Think about lemons. Are lemons really sweet? Is it something that you just want to taste and eat? No. Remember, have you ever given your child their first lemon? Especially waiting at a restaurant and you're waiting for the food to come and you've already run out of the Cheerios or whatever snack you have on the table that you brought, you know, in the diaper bag. And so now it's like, now what? Well, then they see the lemon, you know, there because you're having tea or water or whatever. And so you're like, oh, that can't do too much damage, right? So you give it to them and they get this pucker type face and it's awesome. And you want to have the camera out. It's just perfect. You see, the lemons that we're dealt in life do not make us smile. They make us cringe. They give us the heebie-jeebies. They can sometimes irritate us. In fact, I've seen some children throw the lemons across the table. So if you are given lemons, how are you really going to make lemonade out of them? How do you make it? How can you take something so sour, so yucky, and turn it into something so sweet? You know, in my tornado of life, and I've had obviously many, many stories to tell, but my biggest one that I've shared with you all is when, of course, my husband said I've fallen out of love. And that was the biggest one because it was really at the time of my life where my children were at very, important stages. I mean, we had a freshman in high school down to a preschooler. So there was no hiding the fact as to what was going on. They knew what mom and dad should be doing, meaning as a relationship, they should love each other. And to have this kind of, well, major hiccup and saying, I'm not sure that I love your mama anymore, that was really kind of hard for them. I look at that whole story and people, during the time it was going on and also after the fact, people have asked me, gosh, Christiane, you were really dealt some major lemons. Why did you keep kind of fighting? Why did you give up hope? Wouldn't you have wanted to change something? If you could do it all over again, would you have wanted to change something? And you know, miraculously, our relationship was healed. We reconciled. Ultimately, because of that, coming out of it, no, I wouldn't want to change anything. Now, maybe I would have changed some circumstances, like could we have maybe not had a move out and talk things before that happened, or maybe learned years before instead of waiting to that crazy point of chaos because it was beyond chaotic. Yeah. But ultimately, if that was going to change the outcome, no, I wouldn't change anything. Isn't that kind of scary to say that? When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. You see, that was a very, very sour time in my life. A time that a lot of people had already given up on our relationship as a whole, as husband and wife. And they were just waiting there to catch me when I would fall to pieces. But I didn't fall to pieces. I didn't do it. There was some reason that I kept going forward and looking to make that lemonade. How can you make a paradigm shift among the difficult circumstances in your life? How can you take lemons and make them into lemonade? Something so sour can become so sweet. How can you handle such tragedies, such heartaches? I think about Celine Dion, and I'm not one who follows stars and like reads everything that's going on in the tabloids, and I don't have time for that. But I do catch some stories, and Celine Dion is one that I have followed. I enjoy her music. Her voice is beautiful. She is an amazing performer. Knowing what her life was when she was young, how she was discovered, how she and her manager, they fell in love, they got married. Who would have thought it would have lasted? Then she had troubles, obviously, getting pregnant, I believe, if I remember correctly. And then they have three beautiful children. And then just this year, he passes away from cancer. And just a few days later, she loses her brother also. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I heard her sing on the Billboard 2016 Awards here a few nights back, and she rocked it. I mean, she blew it out of the water, her talent. She's so real and authentic. She rose above any ocean tides, any waves that were trying to pull her under, she rose above it. How did she take these horrible lemons that she was dealt and make these lemonades? I mean, talk about tragedy upon tragedy upon tragedy. She was living it, stripped of her loved ones. Now left with her standing confidently by herself with her children by her side. You see, she has her faith. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. How can you make a paradigm shift among the difficult circumstances? Here is the kiss, the keep it simple strategy. Use the difficulty to your advantage. Whoa. Yeah. Use the difficulty to your advantage. And this is how you're going to do it. Number one, put a twist on it. Put a lemon twist on it. Yes, make it positive, positive. You think about the cute little baby who takes that lemon and puckers up. Eventually, there's sort of a hidden smile underneath there. Because when everything mixes together, it begins to taste a little bit sweeter. Think about this. I've moved so many times in my life. I've totally lost track. In fact, I think we're up to number 25 now. I mean, seriously, it's been too many times. And at one point, we were moving like every year for 5 years. I had the moving company on speed dial. Now, some people would say, Christiane, I would be freaking out. How did you do it? You had, and then I had young children. At one point I moved, I was 7 months pregnant with our fourth child, and we moved from Kansas to Texas. Yeah, that was a move. That was a hard move. I mean, being that pregnant, having to take care of all of that stuff, I mean, major state move, yeah, it was crazy. And a couple of my moves I had to do by myself because my parents were actually out of the country. So just my husband and I were able to do it. Well, in the moving, I don't look at moving as a hardship. But most people would be like, but you're leaving your friends. I'm like, no, it's an adventure. It's awesome. And that's how I would explain it to the kids. Just think of what all new things you get to see. What you're going to get to experience is all going to be brand new. So put a twist on it. Make it positive, okay? Use the difficulty to your advantage. Number two, think outside the box. We get so stuck in our comfort zone that when we're trying to solve our problems with the norm, well, all you're going to get is the same result. You're going to just be tasting those horrible lemons. And you're not going to ever get the sweetness, the blessings of the lemonade. You have to think outside the box, which leads me to number three, be creative with your solution. There's no limits. When you're thinking outside the box, you are able to be creative with your solution. You don't have to say, oh, but I can only think about it because it only goes this far. No, there are no limits here. You know, the moving part, I used to play games with the kids and say, oh my goodness, okay, we're going to go and we're going to find that house. And then I'll take all these pictures and you're going to point out your favorite room. And how would you like to decorate it? I mean, it was games upon games. It was fun. Sometimes our lemons can be a lot more fun than the lemonade itself. It's all a matter of your mindset. So if you want to continue to dread where you are and wallow in your sorrow, then fine, stick with the lemons. But man, if you are ready and willing to go out and beyond, be creative with your solution, there's no limits. Huh. The sweetness is going to be even greater, which leads to number four. Use the difficulty to your advantage and give God the glory. You know, I never thought that my story would end up being what it is today. But I can remember going through the major tornado in my life, not knowing. Everybody else had given up hope. But for me, I hadn't. I didn't know what it looked like. Even after he'd moved out, I still did not give up hope. And I continued to pray and ask for God every single time throughout the whole process. Lord, I don't know what you have in store, but I know I need to take care of me because I can only control me. And ultimately, whatever happens with our marriage, whether it ends in divorce or whether we reconcile and whether you heal it miraculously, and you put your touch on it, I want to give all the glory to you, good or bad, all of it. Because I don't hold that. Yes, I did the work. If I didn't do the work, we wouldn't be where we are today. If he didn't do the work, we wouldn't have reconciled. It takes two. And in our relationship, it took three. Where are you today in your lemons? Where are you in your heartaches? Are you struggling, allowing yourself to be weighted down by sourpuss and yucky stuff of life? Letting the quicksand hold you down, letting that ball and chain weigh you more? Or have you thrown it out and said, you know what? To God be the glory. I rely on Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. There is hope. When you have those tragedies, when you have those heartaches, there's hope. So what does this look like for you? If you were to take this kiss and implement it, well, let me give you an example. Let's say you've lost your job. Thank God for the season to spend time with your family. Thank God for the season to be redirected. Maybe thank God for the season of renewal. Sometimes we have these lemons in our life, and it's ways that God can take and turn it into amazing blessings that are sweeter than we could ever make. But we like to control things. And when we continue to hold on to it and not give it over to Him, oh yeah, it's going to become what it is. Only what you can do. But when you give it to God and you give Him the glory, better watch out. That lemonade is going to be out of this world. Just saying. What about moving? We've talked about moving because I've moved so much in my lifetime. What would that look like for you if all of a sudden you had to up and move? Look at it as an adventure. And also, you have a whole new wardrobe. You didn't even have to go buy anything because when you go to the new town, nobody knows anything that's in your closet. So you've got an amazing new wardrobe. Woohoo! And you didn't even spend any money. Do you see how you can take this and put a positive twist on it? You can think outside the box, be creative with a solution, and ultimately give God the glory. You're not sunk until you're willing to give up. And it's going to be you who gives up because God never gives up. So what's your lemon today? What are you holding on to? What do you need to let go of? Use the lemon to your advantage, because when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.